It's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business. Prove you aren't an industry plant.
You know what? Quickly. You're so right. You're so right. I think it was from the glacier water. No, but she was in one.
Where she was really racist.
Yeah.
Wait, yes! Wait!
Hey, I'm Nicole.
That's Nicole.
And I'm Jake.
That's Jake.
Who's that?
And this is Talk Nasty to Me.
A lot to cover. It's been a while. Hello, everyone.
Hold on. I'm not ready.
Welcome back to my channel.
Stop. Don't bring that kind of energy here.
Hi. How are you?
First of all, yeah, we were gone for a while. And you know what? And for that, I'm so very sorry. There's multiple things that got in our way. First of all, yes.
The country of Iceland.
Literally, the country of Iceland came between us. The file got corrupted a few weeks back. Yeah. That's not my fault. Jake set the camera up and it got f***ed up.
That's actually not true at all. No, you set the camera up and you said, wow, it looks so good. I am so good at this.
That's actually not true, Ellen. So,
actually, Jake Ellen, that's not the truth.
That's actually not true, Ellen. And so Jake set the camera up and he fucked it up. Camera got corrupted. It sucks. I know. I'm so sorry. Then on top of that, then Jake had to break his whole fucking ankle.
Yeah.
And on top of that, you may think, oh, that's why he couldn't come to the podcast because he couldn't walk. No. In the process of breaking his ankle from falling like 14 stories while climbing.
14 stories.
Told you that that's a dangerous task.
And I survived.
Task.
I'm a baller. Like, I'm cool.
When Evel you guys Knievel, like, think shaking. That like Jake climbs, like, oh, he's rock climbing. He's not. He's
no,
actually
scaling buildings.
He's scaling buildings to clean the windows.
If
you think that the World Trade Center windows look really, really clean, he didn't. Just know.
Shoot me a DM of your appreciation.
Thankfully, he only fell 14 stories. But in the process, Jake also broke his dick. So...
how do you know that?
So you kept texting
private
me.
Private information.
I can't come over. My dick is broken. I can't come over. Yeah. My dick is broken. And so for that.
I said, my beishishing.
My beishishing is broken. Honestly, though, I did run. Did I tell that story again?
Yes.
Long story short, I had a scooter accident. I had my own Sophie Thatcher moment. When Sophie, everyone's like, oh, justice for Sophie Thatcher for breaking her teeth. Because she got like in an accident. And she had like a facial accident. Like she needed
Oh, yeah. That's why her lip is like that.
Yeah. People are like, why does her lip look like that? She had to get like reconstructive surgery because she had a scooter accident. I too had a scooter accident and nobody gives a fuck because Jake and
she had to get reconstructive surgery for it.
I almost said I was on this fucking scooter with this fucking idiot. I forgot it was you.
It
for
was
a
me.
Second. I was on
it
this
was actually I should be saying that I was on this fucking scooter with this fucking idiot.
Okay, so why would you get on a scooter with me when I say I've never been on one? I don't even know how to ride a bike.
I said I'll drive it, don't worry. And you said I'm panicking. I'm commandeering this vehicle.
And I excelled. You should have been like, kitten, take your hand off of the acceleration.
There was no time.
No.
There was no time.
You should have prepared me.
I was like, let's avoid paying $10,000 to...
We didn't want to hit this BMW in front of us. So literally. As I was accelerating, we also like turned and fell. Anyway, the scooter was very heavy because it's one of those like lime scooter things that we had at the beach. And it fell right on my beishishing. I got it badly bruised. I did not know that your vagina, your vulva, your mons pubis could actually all turn black from bruising, but I'm proof that here it is. And then the other day we were with...
And then she got reconstructive surgery for it.
I did.
So now it looks really good.
Well...
Weirdly, she got the lips fatter.
Yeah.
I guess not weirdly, but like, you know.
Sophie Thatcher and I both got lip reconstructive surgery.
Yes.
And then the other week, Jake and I are with... not even Emily.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, there's a store that says, what did that store say? It was like, everything's Jake. Everything's Jake. And I was like, Jake, look. Ran into a pole. It's still bruised.
The pole was like actually the perfect height.
It was Mons pubis height.
Yeah, it really was. And it was like you turned into a 90 degree angle.
No, I literally went,
It was like.
Here's the thing though. I still came into work.
But I still came into work.
When you break your dick, you don't come into work.
Mm-mm. No, because the dick is like much more. You really want me to say it? Important.
He's rusty. It's been a while.
Yeah, my misogyny hasn't actually like kicked in yet. I'm still working on it.
It turns on in this bathroom.
Yes.
That's like severance. When he's out of this room, he loves women. Just
I
so you
love
know.
Women. I'm straight.
Wow, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
So that happened. Iceland also happened. I got so ill, and I know that it's because I stuck my tongue in the glacier water. I know that's what it's from. I got some medieval.
You tongued the glacier?
I tongued the glacier.
You ate the glacier out?
I ate the glacier out, and that's why I gave the glacier a rim job. I ate the glacier salad or tossed it or whatever. And that is why I got some medieval Icelandic illness, like the bubonic plague. Damn. I know.
It was embarrassing when you came back. You were like, I can't actually do anything.
It's
at all.
It's either from that. Well, okay. So I did go to Iceland because my boyfriend had a water polo tournament, which was really fun.
You have a boyfriend?
Yeah. So I was at a water polo tournament.
When you're talking to a girl and you're like feeling it and you're like, wow, like this is going really well. And then she casually drops that she has a boyfriend.
You're not supposed to talk like that in the bathroom. That's like outside the bathroom behavior. And I thought maybe I got sick because I was around like hundreds of other men and like, oh, maybe I did get strep from eating ass. And that's why I got so extremely sick. No, I think it was from rimming the glacier water, but it was so bad. I like can't breathe. So I'm being so serious, still talking to this day. It's been a week since I got sick. I still can't properly breathe. And my ring.
Your esophagus is so like. Fragile.
I'm not gonna say that, but I agree. And honestly, every single day my Aura ring keeps telling me, they're like, you're gonna die soon, like you're really gonna die, like there's major signs of something really bad happening in your body, and we're like really concerned, like you need to go to sleep.
And look, that's just a testament to how good your OCD therapy was, because you would have believed it before.
Oh right, yeah. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now you're like, this ring doesn't control me.
Right. Right. When I got the ring, my therapist at first was like, do you need to? And I was like, I need to get my sleep together, Jacqueline. And she's like, all right, cool. All right, I got it. I understand.
Yeah, not you dropped her whole name.
What are they going to do?
Find her?
Maybe.
Look up Jacqueline, therapist with baby.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all you know.
That's it. No, but so Jake and I were both really down bad simultaneously.
I know. Actually, it wasn't even simultaneous. It was actually one after the other. It was like, okay, Nicole's in Iceland. That already is like...
Put you in a low spot.
Put me in a low spot. Nicole in Iceland. She didn't explain very well how to use her...
Yes, I did.
...litter robot.
Yes, I did.
So Clementine went like a few hours without being able to pee. And when I got here, she was like... And I've never seen that cat. She's never needed me for anything.
So a litter robot, basically, it's what it sounds like. It's a robot that, like, it automatically...
spreads the trash that you put into it, like, around on the streets of New York.
Sure. It scoops the litter automatically, and it does glitch a lot because...
Stupid. It's just a dumb joke.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Ew!
What?
You just, like, reminded me of, like, Hamza and Martin. You reminded me of Martin. I don't even know if that's his real name. From Hamza and Martin. Who I feel like that's people? Something... Slushy Noobs.
Oh.
I feel like that's something that he would do. I've never watched his content, but I feel like that's something that he would do.
No, he'd be like, guys!
No, that was a good impression.
That was, that was stupid of me. God.
That was good. That was
thanks.
Good. I think that's
more accurate. You're the Hamza to my Martin.
Aw. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I'm surprised we don't get that more. Let's wake that up. No. Like, we're... Oh. Okay.
We don't need... Hey, what happened to being original? Wait, let's wake that
up. Originality is for the birds. Where are the thinkers?
Did she say it's for the birds?
No.
Oh, okay.
I said it's for the birds.
Because that'd be terrible if she did say that. But...
She loves originality, that woman.
That's true. So the litter robot, it does glitch sometimes because it's not perfect, and the cats love to stick their head in because they like to watch as their poop gets, you know, obviously roboted away.
Roboted away.
I explained to Jake, I was like, just turn it off. When you're not there, just turn it off.
She didn't. She said,
yes.
She said, hey, when I leave, I'm going to leave the litter robot off. I can actually pull up the text. I will put them on screen right now. That's all you said. You didn't say you have to continue to turn it off every time.
I thought
time
we had this conversation because we've done this before.
No.
Anyways.
We've done this before. No, your litter robot used to like be fine.
No, it wasn't. It's never been fine. It's never been perfect. It's been great.
It's been great.
Hasn't been perfect.
Well, you know what? Perfection is like the killer of progress.
I'm totally fine with having to press a button every once in a while because it glitches out. That's fine because it's better than having to scoop the litter yourself. It's not that big of a deal. Like,
well, I just felt bad when Clementine was calling for me.
You should feel bad. You should feel terrible.
No, it really, like, and Nicole's like, are you mad at me? Like, we literally FaceTime. She's like, are you mad at me? Well, first of all, we didn't FaceTime. Everybody who went on that trip, all four of my friends FaceTime me one after the other, the Rainbow Road that is in Iceland. And then each of them said something along the lines of happy pride. And then Nicole said, I fucking hate you.
I forgot I said
they
that.
They got Iceland.
I forgot I said
the woke
that.
Agenda got Iceland. Damn. And so that was like a really, that was a good day. It was literally like June 2nd that you said that. So you started off strong.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. No, but yeah, I just was like really sad about Clementine being sad because whenever I see an animal be sad, it makes me sad.
Yeah, I hope it kept you up at night.
It did. I was like, I was upset because I've seen animals need to pee and then not be able to.
I know.
And she's, you know what? She's so good because she didn't just like do it somewhere.
And if she really like cats would have, like, believe me, like, so too, like, yeah, like it would have happened.
It just hurt my feelings.
I know.
For her. She's never needed me for anything. She hates me.
She never needs you again.
She doesn't want to need me.
That's why I have a different cat sitter this time around.
Yeah, exactly. Nicole's like, oh, like, could you watch the cats? I'm like, well, if like they didn't hate me, then I would consider it, but they don't like hanging out with me.
They don't hate you. You just don't know how to interact with them.
I was really nice to them.
I believe you.
I was like, here's catnip.
I don't think you're mean. Get high.
Here's catnip.
That is true. Yeah, you are like the weird,
and they're like drug dealer, yeah, like the weird drug dealer, yeah, uncle.
I don't know. You never bought them a toy. You never brought them treats. You never offered like a little bit of your turkey from your sandwich. Like you've never like done
it. A little bit of turkey from my sandwich. I don't need to offer it. Cowboy will come over and try to steal it from me.
He will. You made good TikToks while I was gone with him.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, with, the one
you should put that in.
I will. I will.
And I've got something for you right here. It's a letter, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm proud of
his
that
little
one.
Pause in that one. I was like, I felt like a mother, and I was like watching through the camera, like checking in on them, and I felt so annoying. Like I'm at a geyser, and I'm like literally like, let me check in on my cats.
Aww.
I'm like at, like I'm smelling sulfur, and like there's a bubbling geyser, which by the way, they're one of my boyfriend's teammates. He is French. And so he kept saying, oh my God, look at the geyser. Look at the geyser. Not the geyser. The geyser. Also, we were...
That was really offensive to French people. Was he pointing at
Adam? I don't give a fuck. I'll always...
The geyser.
Also, we were at dinner for his birthday, for Adam's birthday. And he goes, oh yeah, I went to the Sky Lagoon. And also, wait, the Blue Lagoon. Yeah, I went to the Blue Lagoon. Blue Lagoon. Wait, I went to the Blue Lagoon. And I was like, what the fuck does that sound like? That reminds me of something. And I was like brainstorming really hard. And it
Goo Lagoon?
Goo Lagoon.
From SpongeBob.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I pulled it up and I was like, oh my God, you sound exactly like... I was like, is that offensive? And he's like... No.
He's French. He's not like...
He's funny. He can take a joke.
Good.
He can take a joke. Florian's fucking funny. He can handle it. So...
Z-G-Zer.
Yeah.
That's cute. But yeah, you were in Iceland. Did you have fun?
I had a great time. I now understand what people mean. I've never ridden a horse before and everyone's like, yeah, so like you can break your hymen the first time you have sex or from horseback riding. And I'm like, they're fucking liars. You can't fucking break your hymen from horseback riding. I think I broke my hymen all over again. I completely understand.
Remember when you got your surgery and now it's like,
yeah,
you repaired it in your surgery and now it's torn all over
literally
again.
Like
terrible.
I have found out what it means to break your hymen on a horse because wow, I did not know that. I did not know
that's
that.
That's why you got so sick.
Dude, no.
Your hymen like released all of these like its toxins.
My ass cheeks hurt so fucking bad, and
I
like I was walking literally like 30,000 steps every single day in Iceland and just like doing the most, like absolutely traveling the fuck. And what did Justin Bieber say?
You aren't clocking that I'm standing on business. It's not clocking to you that I'm standing. No, it's not. He didn't say you aren't clocking. He said it's not clocking to you that I'm standing on business.
Every time Adam says to me, he goes, no, I clocked that. I'm like, I don't know if you can say that.
I don't know
if you can say that, Adam.
What did he say the other day?
Are you talking about the sleep one? Rest easy.
No, but we've been coming up with phrases that like Adam would say, Adam, and I when Nicole was on her way back, I said fly high.
Yeah. Adam, fly high. When we first started dating, he used to text me rest easy when we would go to bed, and I'm like, Adam, people from my high school, like on Facebook, would post rest easy when someone died.
Yes.
And he like did not know that. And so we started going along with that, or like saying, you will be missed.
You will be missed.
When that someone one. Goes off to work.
That one. There was another one that we laughed at.
Fly really high.
At. I forget though. It was in the moment. It's like one of those like improv moments that like you have with friends where it's like really spontaneous.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're just talking. You're
you
like,
guys weren't there.
You're jiving.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, you know, it's the energy, the flow of the conversation.
Jake and I just haven't hung out in so long because, you know, things have been so different between us. Things have changed since my hymen is broken. I've been a new woman.
Yeah. Yeah. You are far meaner without a hymen. I wish you would get it back.
I know. No, but I got really fucking sick, though, on my last day in Iceland. Thank God I wasn't sick the entire time I was in Iceland because I wouldn't be able to do shit. But I had such a great, it was literally just the last day, like me on the plane. It was really, really bad. But it, whatever I got, the bubonic plague, the strep from ass eating from the Kazakhstan team, like it might have been something like that. There was this really large man on another team. Dude, it was so fucking funny the way that like we as humans flock to bigger people. Like we see a man that is 6'4" and we're like, we're gonna treat him like a celebrity. And that That's is the so funniest funny. Thing in the world, because this man was literally treated like a god. He's on this small island, the small island of Iceland, and he's like,
is Iceland small?
I mean, the population of Reykjavik isn't that big.
Oh, I didn't know that. I've never been. I don't know much about Iceland.
And so
this was a really interesting trip for me to experience from
Adam was saying that this man, this very tall, large, buff man, who is also a water polo player, who is also kind, literally out at the clubs, people are like surrounding him and like treating him like a god. And like when we would be at the water polo tournament, all of us would like gawk and like look past, like look at him. So we're at like
the Hassan Piker of Iceland.
No, actually. And so we're at the last day. We're at like the water polo tournament ceremony type of thing. They're like giving out awards and whatnot. I thought that they were going to give an award for like biggest best boy or something. I don't know why he didn't win that. Adam was hoping for
it. You go to gay pride for biggest best boy.
No, he would eat at pride. Like people would fucking love him at pride. People would eat him up for pride.
Mm-hmm.
The song comes on. You wouldn't know it because like it's in like it's in Spanish and like they play like Spanish music in Iceland. Like you wouldn't know it. It's Daddy Yankee, Gasolina.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't know it. You're just like not cultured. Like
no,
that.
No. Like, so like my time in Reykjavik, like when girls go to Spain and they're like, oh, my time in España. but
España.
Basically, while we were out, there's a song that played and one of Adam's like teammates like loved this, and her name is Angela, and she
love Angela Queen.
She's very funny. Yes. And so she like loves the song. I'm like, oh my god, this song is playing again at this tournament. I need to go find Angela. I'm like running around everywhere looking for her. I go outside, this 6'4" man is like lifting her leg, like literally like bench pressing Angela because she's a tiny woman. Aww. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize what I walked into. So then people started taking photos with this man as if he's the Pope, like literally like passing children off to him, like being like, please hold my baby. That's basically what we were doing.
At the club? They brought their babies to the club?
Well, no, like we were the babies. Like, oh, okay. Like we were like,
you were like, please hold me.
We're like throwing our friends out and being like, please. Like,
please lift her. Yes.
So I kept threatening Adam and I was like, I'm going to go up to him and be like, my boyfriend thinks you're really cool. And he was terrified. And so I go up to him and I'm like, can me and my boyfriend please take a photo with you? And he's like, yes, wow, like, of course.
This was like your first steps to like one day asking for a threesome.
So he's cool, but I'm good.
Oh, work.
Like I'm so good.
No. This was like exposure therapy.
Yeah.
And now you can like move on to the next step.
Yeah. Yeah.
Asking for a threesome. That
you're
a random
you're
bar.
So right.
Yeah.
But that, I will never get over that. The line of people who have all played against this man in this week of water polo.
They should be worst enemies with them. Right,
absolutely. But they've all, like, seen each other naked. They've all, like, rubbed butts. They've all, like, you know, like, tried to drown each other underwater because that's what water polo is. And people
that's just my Friday nights.
Are treating him as if he's a god. Because he is one. And that's so cool. And so, like, Iceland was awesome. And I hope that he's having a great time. But I know for a fact he came back home and everyone's like, who the fuck cares about you? Like, who fucking cares?
Absolutely. If I knew someone like that personally, I would do everything in my power to humble them every day.
Yeah.
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 And you would too. And you would too. Because after a while, I'm sure if you knew him personally, it would get annoying that everybody was always like flocking to him. You'd be like, no, I just like, he's so fucking annoying.
He kept posting on his Instagram story. He's like, I will miss you, Iceland. I have to come back. I had the best time. And it's like a bunch of photos of like massive amounts of women around him because they're all asking for photos with him. But like when I was in high school and a guy transferred to our school, did I say high school? When I was in middle school, this new guy transferred to our school. His name was Jason.
Jason.
And he had blue eyes and like really dark hair. Everybody took photos with him. Like everyone's like, Jason, can we please get a photo together? Because he had blue eyes.
Oh.
They were beautiful.
Where is he now?
He looked like a husky. I don't know. We can check in. I don't think so. I don't think that man's ever going to go bald.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, but you just, I feel like a lot of people from your middle school went bald.
That's true.
Yeah. So I was just like, you know, maybe he went bald.
That's true. But not him.
I think if I knew Hassan Piker personally, also I would do everything in my power to humble him every day. Everything I possibly could do.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, he's not that great.
And you're like, girl, you don't even believe your own, the things that you're saying.
Yeah.
No, but everybody is naked in Iceland all the fucking time. Really? That's something I wasn't really used to.
Oh, yeah.
Go there. So
you're never nude.
No, I really am. I know. Like, I really fucking am. Like, I am like The Sims. Like, I am wearing my clothes, my bathing suit while I'm taking a shower. I've never seen, like, myself naked at all. Like,
but now you've seen a bunch of Icelandic people naked?
So many. So, really? Yes, because, okay, so public pools are a big thing there, which, honestly, that should really be a thing. I don't think that I would have seasonal depression if we had, like, public pools the way that they have them, like, in Iceland. Because in the Iceland, like, it doesn't matter that it is literally 40 degrees outside. It is completely normal to go to a heated pool and, like, swim.
Oh, that's fun.
It is so fun. It's so nice. I would never be depressed. Like, it's always light out there. It's only dark for maybe like 10 minutes of the day. And by dark, it's like dim, truly. I
think, close my eyes and that's as dark as it got.
No, whoa. it was rough. And so I loved going to the pools, but they have very strict rules in the changing rooms. Like the locker rooms, like you have to shower and there's signs everywhere. You have to like, you have to scrub your head, your pits and your genitals. And if you don't, they basically like take you out back and shoot you.
No way. Wait.
And they feed you to the Icelandic ponies.
Weird, weird pH balance in your.
I don't think that's possible in Iceland. The sulfur in the water will just balance it all out.
Really? Okay. So even if you scrub too hard in there.
I guess.
Okay.
Because.
Work.
I'm telling you, they're so strict about that. And I'm like, oh my God, everyone's naked. I'm so not used to this. Like, people were staring at me because I was like, not naked. And like, I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm new to this. I'm so shy.
Naked in the locker room?
Yeah.
In the pool, though?
No. People are naked in the pool.
Oh, okay.
Did you think this whole time people were naked in the pool?
Well, you're like, they're very liberal with their bodies. They're like, everybody.
No, they really are. But like, they're taking their time. Like, they're taking their time. Like, in the changing room, like, when, you know, on my final days when I became like a local and I finally felt comfortable being naked, I was, you know, quickly like changing, like at lightning speed, like, you know, when you try to put your underwear on and your legs are still wet, I'm trying my absolute best, like going as fast as possible. People take their time. Like people are like,
playing chess. Let me bend over. Let me stretch. Let me prove to everybody I can touch my toes. Let me prove to everybody I can get my head in between my ankles.
Yeah.
Let me also, I don't know, do downward dog mm-hmm. and a back bend.
Yep.
Wow.
It was a lot. And so I liked it almost, though. Like
I feel like Polish people might be naked sometimes, too.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think that there's, like, as big of a public pool presence in Poland, but maybe I'm wrong about that.
A public pool presence in Poland. That's exactly how you said it.
Thank you. I noticed that, too.
A public pool.
I also have to, like, I'm so out of breath from talking that I really have to, like, take all my might. But, anyway, I really liked being in Iceland, and I think it was really fun, and, like, I'm happy that me being sick didn't, like, deter anything from that, but I'm happy that I got sick, because I'm still thinking about the phlegm that I blew out of my nose yesterday.
I'm not happy.
And it was really special.
You got sick. Okay. It hurts me to see you.
Why'd you look at your phone like that?
Because I was trying to read, well, I was confused. I wrote down Billy and Nat, And I was like, who
the fuck is
Natalie?
Don't bring it up.
Who the fuck is Natalie is what I thought to myself.
I found that out while I was in Reykjavik. I found out about that. I was in the bathroom and then I came out and I felt like, what's his name? The guy on the horse. What's his name?
The guy on the horse.
Paul Revere. I felt like Paul Revere, like, hear ye, hear ye. I don't think he says hear ye. What does he say?
The British are coming.
No, the British are coming. But he says, he repeats something and he's like,
the British are coming. The British are coming.
Oh, that's what it is. Yes.
Now that you've said it twice in a row, I'm recognizing.
Yes, that sounds about right. But that was me. But I was like, Billy and Nat, Billy and Nat. And wow. it was a lot for me. I think I was also in Reykjavik when I found out about Claro and her boyfriend too. That was a lot.
I didn't even know about Claro and her boyfriend until you said something about
it. Well, you got to be like in the know to like know. Well, that's her personal business. I'm not.
Oh, you don't know who he is. You just know.
I didn't say that. I didn't say I don't know. I didn't say I don't know who it is.
Oh, you know who it is.
Maybe.
Do we know them personally?
Maybe. Okay. You're looking at her.
Oh.
I think that'd be actually pretty fucked up.
If you were dating Claro?
Yeah, it'd be like those girls that look like twins, the lesbian couple on TikTok that look exactly alike. Yeah. And people are like, that's fucking disgusting. That's like incestuous. Sorry, I didn't know if
you're like looking around like conspiracy.
I think that's something that I just picked up since I've been in Reykjavik. But
what's Iceland known for?
Fermented shark.
Oh, and you didn't have any of that.
And skyr.
Skyr. Oh my god.
The vegan skyr was out of this world.
Yeah, I believe
it was fucking amazing. And nakedness and public pools and their Icelandic horses and Addison Rae, which they played a lot of in Iceland and Björk.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They played Addison Rae everywhere I went. Like, really? Her new songs.
Really?
Everywhere I went.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Just because she filmed in Iceland that one time?
I don't know.
What is it? Headphones on?
They played that. They played...
Money is Everything.
Money is Everything.
Wow.
They played the everything. Everything.
Her matcha from Matchaful was delicious.
So Jake, because he did break his dick, he was like, oh my god, please bring me the Matchaful Addison Rae matcha. Shout out to Iris for the matcha there.
Queen. Or Jester.
Or
King.
Sure.
Prince.
Basically, shout out them for giving me the matcha. They didn't give it to me. I paid for it. But shout out for making the Addison Rae matcha.
It was delicious.
I used it as an opportunity to brag. I was like, oh, my friend's dick is broken. I'm getting him matcha.
That's bragging to you?
Yeah. I was like, I'm such a good friend. And Iris was like, you're such a good friend. And I know.
I sent Nicole pictures. I was like, oh my god, if it's curved this much, does this mean it's bad? It's broken? And Nicole goes, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, that's...
It's literally like...
Yeah, I was worried for you. I was really fucking worried for you. But that
it's
matcha...
It's curved like this.
That matcha, though, it did heal you. That was really important. It was really good. Is it still really around?
Good. Yeah, I haven't finished it yet. I'm savoring every little...
No, is the Addison Rae matcha full matcha still around? Or is that like a limited edition thing?
I think it is still around. The Eusexua matcha was around for like a month.
Okay.
So we all can right. still go.
I would like
it.
To go again.
It was delicious. Mm-hmm. It was a smoothie in the best way.
Yeah, I don't.
Everyone was like, "What does it taste like? What does it taste like? Did you have the unicorn frappuccino from Starbucks, like way back in 2016?"
No, but like back in 2013, I had like the cotton candy frap. That was everything. That was a vanilla frap with raspberry syrup, and it tasted like cotton candy. And they don't even have raspberry syrup anymore because they're fucked up.
Who cares? We're not going there.
Okay.
Am I right?
To Starbucks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, but they used to have a unicorn frappuccino and everyone's like, oh my god, it probably tastes like a bunch, like so good. It's like a bunch of fruit flavors. It was just mango.
I feel the need to clarify because I made a face after that. Because not because I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna go to Starbucks. I feel
no
the
defend
need,
yourself.
No, I feel
no
the
defend
need to,
yourself right now.
No, I feel the need to defend myself because I feel under attack recently. I feel
nobody
the need,
said anything.
I feel the need to defend myself. The face that I made afterwards, I don't know why I did that. And then the second face that I did that was because I made the first face. I don't love Starbucks. I'm just saying, like that's not my jam. Like that's not what I'm doing. I like the cotton candy frap. I will come out as a cotton candy frap lover back in the Lord's year of 2012, but I can't even get it anymore. So even if I wanted it, it's not like it's gonna happen. Right.
For that.
Right. So
and also
I wanna say that my face in reaction to that was not because I am in support of Starbucks, and the following face was because I made a face and I'm so deeply sorry and embarrassed and ashamed, and I will never do it again.
Good. And that's why Nicole is, that's how she justified her Botox to everyone. She's like, I will never make a face again.
No, I did get jaw Botox again. Like master Botox, and it's made a huge difference because
I can't even tell.
No?
No.
Yeah, they say it's like supposed to slim your face down a lot, but like
Oh, yes. Yes, it did.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, like I actually, there's like some chiseling happening like right
really?
Here. Yeah, like a little bit. How high up was it? Like up here?
I mean, your masseter muscles are like all of like this portion.
But where did you get it injected?
Like here. But it's all connected. Okay. I don't think there's like muscle up here to inject it to. I think that's your joint. At least for me. But like this is, it's all connected. But
yeah. Well, your face is looking chiseled. Thanks. Regardless.
I was getting a lot of headaches leaning into migraines again. And I was like, I need to figure something out fast. And I was like, the last thing I want to do. One thing about me is when my ears or my jaw gets cold in the winter.
You get a headache?
I get a raging headache. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm not going to go to Iceland and go on hikes and have raging headaches. And I brought my like little ear condoms to cover my ears.
Oh, that was nice. That was mm-hmm. smart.
And I layered the fuck out of myself in Iceland. Work? Yes. Yeah. The Botox helped so much. I haven't had a headache in like weeks.
But you didn't get any headaches on mm-mm. that? Wow. Good for you.
No.
You're really turning over a new leaf.
Thank you so much.
I don't even recognize you anymore, to be quite honest.
Thank you so much.
Without your headaches, it's like...
I know.
Without your headaches and now without your hymen.
I know.
Sort of like, who are you anymore?
I know.
That's not the girl I knew.
I'm free.
She's now the woman I know.
What were we talking... Oh, we were talking about criticism, why I feel the need to explain myself.
Billy and Nat. Ugh,
hold on.
Claro and her boyfriend.
Oh, hold on. Stop.
Jojo Siwa and Chris Hughes.
I don't
care. You're like, I don't give a fuck.
I don't care. What I will say about all of those, I did make a story post. Here I am apologizing again. I made a story post like while I was in Reykjavik. I made a post, which by the way, Arya Montgomery was in Pretty Little Liars. Thank you very much.
That's where she met Ezra.
In the books.
In the books.
Yes. That's why I went. So Whoa. Basically... I posted a story and I was like, oh yeah, oh my God. Like it's like hurting my heart to find out Billy and Claro both have boyfriends right now. I did not say that because I'm like, oh my God, bi people don't exist. Like, hello, I'm sitting right here. Also on top of that.
Did you delete the story?
No, it just expired.
I
was
like, I never saw it.
It's because you don't look at my stories.
Yes, I do. They're like the first thing that
showed up. No, I posted that. I was like, oh my God, I'm like so heartbroken about this. And then the next slide I posted was like me as I'm sitting next to my boyfriend right now. I did not post that as in like, oh my God, I'm so sad that these two bisexual women have
boyfriends.
It was more so like, oh my God, I'm so parasocial and sad that they're not with me.
Sorry. You're like, just to clarify.
It was way creepier and way more parasocial.
It was like much worse than what you're thinking.
Way more problematic than me being homophobic or biphobic.
Yes.
It's actually much worse. It's just me being a fucking loser. Like, that's all
Damn.
It is.
Damn. No, I wasn't disappointed.
You weren't disappointed?
Well, what's there to be disappointed about?
No, I know.
I have no chance with either of them.
Yeah, I know.
They have no chance with me.
Oh.
I'm gay. It's not like
I'm out of their league.
I'm not out of their league. I'm just saying there's no chance.
You're all right, Jake. You're not all that.
Jake, if you were really offered, like, you would say yes, right? No, I don't think I would. I'd be like, let's be nice.
If Troye Sivan gave me that offer, I would say yes.
Okay, well, you like boys too.
Oh, I forgot.
So there's options for
Damn,
you.
I forgot.
Me, I'd be like, well, you're beautiful.
Yeah, I'm
anything below the neck, I'm pretty like, you know, I don't need all of that.
I'm like, I forgot who
Troye Sivan was.
No, who were of my interest. I'm like, wait, who was off limits to me? And then I'm like,
wait, no one.
Damn, I forgot.
Damn, I forgot. No, I just feel like, you know.
Yeah, I like
poor Billy.
I like
being with her friend that she's been. You know, it's like starting to date your friend that you've had for years and like decades now.
They've not been friends for decades.
How long
or
have
years
they been friends?
Since like the Oscars, like a year ago or something, or like the Grammys.
It just must be so hard to like everyone's right. It's she shouldn't be dating someone that she's known for a really long time.
Hello, do you not know the song? I fell in love for the first time with a friend. It's a good sign. Hello.
What's that from?
Skinny. The first song on the album.
Oh.
Hello.
Was she talking about Nat Wolff?
I don't know.
No, she wasn't. I don't think they were dating.
I don't
at that
think
point.
They were together.
Wait, but they could have been because wasn't Nat, was it Nat or Alex who was in the
Nat?
Chihiro music video. No way.
Yeah. I don't know if they've been dating for that long because she was like rumored to be dating another girlfriend at that time. Gag. Yeah.
Gag. She ate that girl for lunch and then she had this boy for dinner.
Damn, Nicole's fucking creepy. I'm a big Billy fan. I've been a big fucking Billy fan. I don't have like much of an opinion on like...
I'm such a big Billy fan that I was like sad that she was off the market.
No, I just get sad every single time that Billie Eilish has a boyfriend. Because for the longest time when I would type in Twitter on my computer, when I would type in TW, the first thing that would come up is backspace or like backslash or whatever, Billie Eilish boyfriend. So that was the first thing that I saw.
Were you looking that up a lot?
I did one time because it was when she was dating that guy Matthew.
The one from Wildflower Cases? Wildflower.
No, that's...
But that's the song Wildflower?
No. That's, what's his name? That's Jesse Rutherford.
Oh. Who's Matt?
Matthew Tyler Vorse.
Oh, what song's about him? There is a song.
The begin, apparently.
The I beginning
I'm
of.
I'm not a fucking creep. I'm just a big Billy
the
fan.
Beginning of,
the beginning of
Lovey.
L'amour de la vie. The beginning is apparently about
Matthew.
Matthew, and then the end is about Jesse, apparently, maybe.
What's the one? Who's Wildflower about?
She's about her Devin friend. Lee Carlson.
But, oh, and she wasn't dating. Well, isn't it about
Devin
somebody?
Lee Carlson is Jesse Rutherford's ex-girlfriend.
And so's Billie Eilish, too.
Yes.
Whoa, yeah.
Definitely okay. Carlson has Wildflower Cases.
Right.
This is speculation.
That's why it's called Wildflower.
Anyway, all I'm saying, I'm a big fucking Billy fan. But anyway, I just get sad when Billy has a boyfriend because
you're a big fan of Billie Eilish or you're a big fucking, like, fucking Billy fan. Like you're interested. Sorry.
I just get disappointed when Billie Eilish has a boyfriend because every single time I think that she can do so much better. And I don't know these men and I don't know her.
You're not going to get invited. It's like when you tell your friend like you need to break up with him and then they end up getting married.
Yeah.
You're never going to get invited to that wedding.
That's
this
me.
Is going to live with you forever.
I know. I'm just saying that because that's how I feel about most women in my life. Like, I'm like, fuck, you can do so much better. Like, he does not deserve you. Like, get away from her. Like, that's how I feel. Like,
and I think that's where everything, like, the whole discourse started.
Yes.
At first, but people, like, took it.
And that's how I feel about, like, when people, and Sabrina and Barry, like, people were like, I don't fucking like Barry. But then people eventually, like, liked him and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think a big part of it is, like, get away from her. Like, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is it parasocial as fuck and, like, not appropriate? Absolutely. Am I going to do something weird about it? Like, I don't know, like, send Nat, like, a stink bomb to his front door or, like, one of those, like, poop in a bag and then light it on fire so that when he stomps on it, he steps on my shit. I'm not going to do that.
Was that the purpose of that? Was that so they would stomp it out and then there would be
and
dog
then they step
shit
in shit.
Oh, I just thought it was to smell really bad.
No.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I'll do
How
it
do
to
you.
How
do you know that?
Because I'm smart.
You're going to do it to me?
Yeah.
You're going to do it to your boyfriend. I'm going to open the door, see it there, and be like, someone else will deal
no,
with that.
No, I'm doing to the third secret one.
Yes.
The other roommate.
The other roommate. The third roommate.
Yeah. The special secret third thing.
I never knew that.
I love referring to things as that.
Why are women, like, right now, like, in such, like, under such scrutiny?
Oh, me! Oh, my God! Perfect transition to me! Yay, yay, yay! We can talk about me again! Yay! I was gonna talk about how I was eating a hot dog in Reykjavik, a vegan hot dog. I actually have a photo of it when it happened to me. When it happened, IT capitalized. I'm eating, oh, like the movie and the book.
Oh, the clown?
Yeah.
The killer clown.
I'm eating my hot dog, and all of a sudden, I get a tweet. I open up Twitter. Why would I ever do that? I open up twitter.com. We need to insert this photo. I'm gonna make you post it.
That looks
it.
Like a really good hot dog.
It was all right. I didn't
really?
I didn't get to enjoy it because I was like,
"What's there mustard?" It was mustard on
it.
It
was like a sweet kind of mustard.
I need that. No, and I don't even like hot dogs
like
that.
Well, then maybe come to Reykjavik. This was not in Reykjavik. This was in Arborg.
Arborg.
So while I was in Arborg,
did something happen on Twitter?
I open up my Twitter and I just see a message, like a mention, and it says, "Girl, don't worry about the haters. Like, I love you." Something along those lines.
That's how I compliment people. I'm like, I don't care what everyone says.
Yeah,
I think you're nice to be around.
It was basically that, and I was like, oh fuck, my mouth is full of hot dog. And I was like, oh my god, that's so nice. What the fuck happened? So then I did the worst thing that you can do, which is search up your own name on Twitter. And then I found out that there's a tweet that at the time had like 13,000 likes. It then escalated to like up to 80,000 likes.
Damn.
It is really jarring to see somebody tweet about you being like, I need this person gone because they don't like that you made a video about Paul Mescal and Phoebe Bridgers.
Is that like the whole thing? Like that was their whole
fan.
Thing?
I think they're of a Phoebe who? Fan.
Okay.
I think they're a Phoebe fan.
Okay, got it. Got it. So am I.
Yeah, and you've been telling me that you want me gone for years. You've been telling me to kill myself for years. I wish I should have interpreted that tweet as that. Oh, so you want me to kill myself? I should have just interpreted that tweet as that and then ran with that narrative.
And then faked your own death.
In Reykjavik. I should have done that.
Gag it.
Mm-hmm. It made that person feel really sad. No, but like reading a bunch of tweets of people being like, she's so fucking annoying and this is so annoying. And my favorite one is,
yeah, but what did they say under that? Was just my did they say under the
she's an industry plant? That was my favorite one. Girl,
prove you aren't an industry plant.
You know what? Quickly. You're so right. That's like kind of like low-key a dream. Like
no, you're like Dochi level at this point.
No, that's so cool. Like, I have an industry plant for what? For who? For whom? And people were like, somebody commented and they were like, she's got to be getting paid or something. And somebody was like,
oh my God, you're going to be so shocked. You're going to be so shocked.
Somebody commented, so that is how YouTube works.
That's the dumbest thing ever. The ending will shock you.
But the craziest thing it was, so I was like the co-driver on the rental car out of like our friend group. And so this was my first time, and I like wasn't telling them what was going on, and we're all like eating hot dogs or whatever. And they're like, okay, Nicole, time to switch. Like, it's your time to drive. And like, it was my time to drive like an hour home. So the whole hour drive home, all I had to think about was like, oh wow, people hate me. Oh my God, people hate me. Oh my God, people hate me. And,
okay, but like, how is that different from like, you know,
normal,
like your normal day?
I know.
I'm just kidding.
I know. So I deleted Twitter for the time being because I was like, okay, I really actually have to go live my Addison Rae dreams right now, and I cannot be on the internet and reading.
I gotta put my headphones on.
No, literally. Sometimes I wish that my dad and mom were still in love.
And cigarette to make me feel better.
Yeah.
One of those skinny ones.
Yeah, that they have in Reykjavik. So that was a good moment for me, and I love when those things happen because, like,
are you being sarcastic right now?
No, I do like it when people message me and feel really bad for me, and so they keep messaging me, and they're like, "It's okay that you're annoying. Like, good for you that you're making money." And like, hey, who cares that you make annoying videos?
I like that. And that's sweet.
I know, and I do like when my YouTuber friends reach out to me and they're like, "Hey, are you okay, girl? Like, I would kill myself if I were you." And I'm like,
hey, you aren't like suicidal or anything, because like I would be if I were in your position.
I had a friend like that before who used to say shit like that to me all the time. Like, I'd be like, my mom has cancer, and she's like, fuck, I would end that it right now. You should probably end it. Probably
end it. I don't think there's any coming back from that.
And I'm like, oh. Yeah, no, it was nice to receive those messages while I was gone. Then also, like, Jake defended me. He came to my side, and
was
he was
defending you.
Yeah.
Adam, so out of character.
I know. Adam was like, good on Jake, what a good friend, because Jake, all Jake said was like, what the fuck, like, that's my friend, like, she literally like shows me cat memes. Yeah, literally, she shows me cat memes.
That's literally what you do, though.
I know. And he's like, you're,
it's so weird though.
She cried, she got overwhelmed in the ocean once.
Yes, you one time you laughed so hard in the ocean because you were scared, not because you were having fun. Like you wanted everybody to believe.
I was like, hi, I'm having such a good time, guys.
You're like, another big one. Should we go over or under?
That it was actually me.
No, it is weird though. It's like such an odd experience. I don't think, you know, I mean, I think there's a lot of people who have that experience.
Yeah.
But I don't get why people think they like have ownership over any part of the internet.
I'm definitely way more numb to it now. I'm definitely way more
and like, that's how everybody should go through life. You know, what is it called when you experience something so much that it just becomes
desensitized?
Like, yeah. You get desensitized to absolutely everything.
I will say I am very desensitized to it because the way that I react in my first instinct, I don't have a physical reaction to it anymore.
Good for you.
Yeah, I don't have a physical reaction to it anymore. I'm like literally like, oh, fucking well. But like the aftermath of like feeling the need to keep checking, that's not healthy. And mm-hmm. so like that's why I deleted the app. But
sorry,
there was a lingering feeling while I was at all the volcanoes and all the like the geysers. I was thinking afterwards, I was like, should I end it? Like, should I? And I'm being so fucking serious.
Oh my god.
I almost did this.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I've been like sitting like
I know.
This, like it's like your one like awkward kid who's like
Come on out. I'm not depressed actively.
Good.
I'm not like an active volcano by any means right now. I don't want to like die. Like I love my life. But I think if you have had a moment like that, like where like 80,000 people like a tweet about like not liking you, yeah, you're going to feel like for a brief moment in time, potentially suicidal.
Yeah.
So, but get...
You know what I kept... Oh, sorry. Keep going.
No, nothing. Just like being suicidal at a volcano is really crazy work. It's like
not
work.
The best place.
No, probably not. Like, that's really crazy work. So, no, we're good.
Good.
But
you've recovered.
Yeah. I'm good. It blows over.
It's hard. It probably was hard for you. I get that. But it was hard for me too. Like I also got worried for you.
Were you actually?
Yes. Oh my god.
You didn't text me.
What do you want me to say?
Hey, are you gonna do it?
No, I wasn't like worried you were gonna kill yourself, please. Oh my god. No, I was worried like you were feeling sad.
Oh,
was so my tweet not enough? Damn. God.
My favorite part is that most of my friends, like my in real life friends, are not very online at all. Like,
yeah.
My best friend and like that basically my sister from growing up does not go on social media, does not watch a single video that I do, does not watch my story. Like literally everything is based off of pure like word of mouth. Like that's
the
it.
Newspaper.
No, truly. Or... Like at this point, my cousin today, me and her were texting and she's like, oh my God, I hope you're feeling better. I'm like, how does she know that? I'm like, oh, my Instagram story. Like, oh, and yeah, I don't even yeah, have to yeah, communicate yeah. that to her. My best friend Kaylee, like if I don't tell her directly, like we are stuck in the past to when we last spoke a few weeks ago. So like I have to constantly update
that's so fun though.
Kind of like Paul Revere. So
bro, that's you and Paul Revere.
I know. That's the only way that news is going to go.
By Noah Kahan. You know who's on the song?
Who?
Gracie Abrams.
No way.
And it's called Paul Revere.
Oh my god. Wait.
Whoa.
Wait.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
whoa. Whoa. Why didn't we talk about that? Wait.
Let's wake that up.
Honestly, I wonder if now that because of my master Botox, if people will start telling me that I look like just like a slightly bloated version of Gracie Abrams.
No, I think you look exactly like her now.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I think that I look like that little warthog from Animal Crossing, the one that sells radishes.
Oh my god. With I think it's just a pig.
No, she's something.
Yeah, what's her name?
I don't know. And she has
she's so cute.
She has a little drip of phlegm coming out of her nose.
Yes!
That's what I feel like I look like right now.
That's so sweet.
And I love Halloween radishes. Halloween costume. I have radishes in the fridge right now. A whole bag.
Oh my god. And you're playing the stock market.
You're so right.
Yes.
You're so right.
Bitcoin. Yes, Bitcoin. yeah. No, I'm happy you're okay. I'm happy you survived.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I knew it was bad when
what's gonna happen to the podcast?
I knew it was bad when people from the woodworks, like who I haven't talked to in a really long time, were like messaging me, like "Hope you're okay." I saw that tweet.
I know, but you know what? It's so funny. The tweet had absolutely nothing to say.
No, it was.
You know what I mean? It's like so. It's crazy.
It's so like it really didn't. And so honestly, no hate to that person who made
all hate from me. All hate from me. But you know what? And I don't even feel bad about it because I was thinking about this because. Sabrina Carpenter, which I'm going to get to in a second.
Yeah.
When
we're doing that thing where we're what's it called?
Segway.
No. What people
foreshadowing.
Said. No, from that one community that shall not be named, what they said about us, like when we mention a topic at the end of the video. Yeah, we're burying the topic at the end because we're scared.
I'm scared to talk about this. No, but Sabrina Carpenter, when Please, Please, Please went number one, she made an Instagram post. Do you remember this? Where she included a tweet from someone with his handle and all of that, where it said, like, oh, this is, like, the biggest, I've never seen a second single flop harder, blah, blah, blah. And then a bunch of people went to go harass him or whatever for hating her. And so I'm going to be honest. When I first saw that, I was like, oh, it seems irresponsible. But you know what? Do you know why people tweet?
For it to be seen?
For it to be seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, the best thing ever possibly happened to you, not you, but...
Sabrina?
But that kid, because his dream came true. Everyone saw his tweet, you know? So, in my opinion...
You should think when you tweet something that maybe the whole world may see it.
May see it. That's what I'm thinking. Unless you're a private account.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't feel bad. You know, go look up the tweet. All hate to that person. No, truly. Because you got exactly what you wanted. Everybody saw it. I saw it. You saw it. You got what you wanted. And you know what? Like, good for you.
I will say that should be a learning lesson that you should really be careful of what you say online. I think more people should be more fearful. What,
the thing with Sabrina Carpenter?
No. In general, like that genre of tweeting in general. Like, if you say, I'm fully conscious when I make a Chronically Online Girl video or if I say something critical about a celebrity in a podcast episode or in a video, I'm fully aware that that person might see it.
Absolutely.
Because I have reaped that because people who I've made videos about have seen the videos. But I am confident in what I say about the videos or like my nuanced take or my opinion. And like, I don't think, no, I know that I am not spewing hate in my videos. And I like to think that with every person, I give a nuanced take unless I believe that you're like a horrible person, like an abuser, like Tory Lanez or something like that. Like, I feel confident in what I am saying about the person and that like I am doing it in a way that has humanity and nuance that I'm comfortable if that person were to see what I said and what I did with the video, because I'm fully aware that once I put it online, that is no longer mine. Like, it's everyone else's.
Right.
I do think that people should be more conscientious when they tweet about other people's lives online. And I mean this so as like serious as possible. I know we hear it all the time, but like, words do have an effect on people. Like, and not to be dramatic, but like truly, I'm in a good mental health space. Like, I'm in a very, very good spot with my mental health. Like, truly, genuinely, I'm in a fucking great spot. I was on vacation. Like, I was with my friends. I was in the outdoors and stuff. And seeing a tweet like that and like backed up by a large amount of numbers being like, oh, this person sucks. And with like the influx of comments and like my inability to stop checking it because it was like eating away at me, deteriorated my mental health so bad that I thought that maybe I should end it all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot. Like, that's a fucking lot. Like, luckily, I'm in a really good spot. Luckily, I'm medicated. Luckily, like, I have been through therapy and I can, like, pull myself out of that. And luckily, I was, like, with people and, like, busy. But, like, what the fuck is gonna happen? Well, I mean, we've seen it happen. Like, what the fuck about all the people who are not as lucky to be in all those positions? Not be medicated, not be in therapy, not have a support system, not have people around them. Seeing a tweet about yourself like that, like in such a negative way, can literally alter someone's like day or days or weeks or months or life expectancy by a lot. Like, I'm just being like so dead ass about that. I don't mean to make that person feel awful and terrible about, because I think that what their thought process was, oh my God, maybe I'm such a big Phoebe fan. I think that this girl's videos are so annoying. I don't like them. I'm just going to post this quick tweet for my friends. Not thinking about what the consequences can happen with that.
But no, I think they were. No, I do. Because I think once it gets back to the person you're talking about and you're not like letting down. Like,
sure.
You know, you, whatever.
Sure.
And you know what? There are really... dastardly and evil fucking people in this world.
Sure.
Like, truly, truly, there are some of the absolute worst scum of the earth people walking this planet. There are. And I have zero respect for people who don't put their energy, that energy, towards those people.
Yeah.
I have zero respect for it.
I've seen you put your hate against, what's her fucking name?
Riley Gaines. Riley Gaines. Like, I will say it till the end of my fucking life. Like, truly, there are some of the most heinous individuals walking around this earth. You should be, I don't give a fuck, you should be leaving hate comments under their shit. You should be calling them terrible names. I don't care, because they are awful individuals. Mm-hmm. Like, genuinely, the most evil and sinister people, and I will continue to spew hate against them because they spew hate against people all the time. Mm-hmm. All the time.
There's a lot of awful people, like, right now, I mean, showing themselves, like, revealing themselves. I'm not even talking about the people who are, like, not talking about what's happening with, like, ICE raids. I'm talking about the people who are pro it. Like,
yes.
Tate McRae's producer right now.
Like, why don't you direct your stuff, like, direct all that energy towards something useful?
Yeah, Tate McRae's producer right now, like, that's somebody who...
That's insane.
Did you see what he posted?
No.
Oh, he was like, it's just really sad that right now we're protesting in a time where we should be celebrating America, and I've had, like, all of my uncles and my grandparents and everyone, like, fought in war, and, like, we should be thinking about them instead of, like, protesting. Now everyone's mad at America. Like, that's just my two cents. And I'm like, so are you dumb or are you stupid?
I'm gonna be one of those people. I never liked his production. I never liked it. I'm sorry. Like, Tate McRae seems really cool. I don't listen to her music. I never liked his production. And I probably won't ever again.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
No, yeah. So it's just, like, there are a lot of evil people. Riley Gaines?
Riley Gaines.
Yeah.
She got into a Twitter war with Simone Biles.
Oh, yes, because she was, like, threatening, like, a high schooler, or, like, saying
she was saying, well, she retweeted a picture from a high school's Twitter where they were like, we won state finals, and she said, it was a girl's state finals. She said, well, yeah, because you have a man on your team. A man. Like, that's so evil. And then Simone Biles was like, you should be fostering, like, an environment of inclusivity in sports or whatever. Riley Gaines has such a stick up her ass because she came in fifth place at a college swim meet.
Yeah.
And she lost to a trans woman.
Yeah, that's her.
And I believe it was Leah Thomas.
Yeah.
And so even if Leah Thomas wasn't competing.
Did she swim at Penn?
Don't know. Riley Gaines? I have no idea.
No, Leah Thomas.
Oh, maybe.
Because I remember there was, I feel like with the last name Thomas, there was a trans swimmer who was swimming at Penn. It was, like, at the time when I lived in Philly.
Oh.
And she was, like, under so much scrutiny, like, in, like, on Twitter.
Yeah, because, in, like, 2021, 2022.
She, like, beat something, and they're like, look at this. Like, she had beat all these other biological women. And it's like, okay, and how many women did she lose against also, additionally? Right. Like,
well, Riley Gaines is, like, in it for, like, the young women. Like, she wants to make sure that people, like, young girls still have a chance in sports and, like, can make their names in sports, whatever.
She is Leah Thomas.
There you go.
It is, yeah.
Riley Gaines is just, like, it's just God, evil, dastardly shit that I'm just, like,
yeah.
I mean, if you hate J.K. Rowling, like, you should hate Riley Gaines. She came in fifth place, and she has her stick up her ass about trans people.
Yeah.
If trans people weren't even competing, she wouldn't have even... She would have tied for fourth. She wouldn't have even been on the podium.
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah.
She realized... This is exactly what happened. She realized she would not have a career anymore because she didn't do well enough to place. And so she was like, I need someone to blame, and I need a way to make money.
Yeah.
Why don't I just start this transphobic ass foundation instead of actually, like, trying to just I don't know, she's horrible. Anyway, you should be redirecting your hate toward her. Sorry.
No, I
and J.K. Rowling.
No, I agree with that. There's just a lot of horrible people, especially right now, and they're so publicly openly about, like
I know they, like, my people I'm a fan of don't need me to defend them. Sorry. I don't think.
No,
maybe Chad.
You know what? That hurts. That hurts. So you're going to Chad's meet and greet at VidCon, but you're not going to go to mine.
No, I will. I'm going to go to yours on Thursday.
I feel replaced by Emily.
Oh, gag it.
Emily.
Oh, so wait, you are such an empath. Like, you've picked up on that?
That
being replaced.
That I'm being replaced. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I felt it.
Yeah. No.
Emily's taking Jake as her co-host for a podcast
at
VidCon.
I'm not a co-host. I'm just a guest.
Even worse.
I get guest privileges.
Even worse. I will be there.
I'll be there.
because I will be monitoring to see how you guys interact with one another.
If it's appropriate and like, yeah, if it crosses the line.
If I see too much co-host behavior at hand, then I will be like, oh, this is
fucked. Are you going to stand up and like stop
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I will object.
Okay.
I object at this podcast.
I've been watching a lot of MindCon. Do you know about MindCon?
Yes, I do know about MindCon.
I've been watching so much MindCon content. I kind of want to show up and be, I saw a kid. He was dressed up as a, do you know what a ghast is?
No.
From Minecraft. It's like a big white box with like little, it's like a big floating squid. He put one of those, you know when you had a hamper as a kid?
Yeah.
And it was
yeah,
one of the
yeah,
ones that was
yeah.
made of wire. And
yeah, like, yeah,
he put
yeah.
one over him and he drew a ghast face on it. He put a bunch of streamers on it. I kind of want to show up to VidCon in that. Like, it'd be like, I was confused. Like, I thought this was... I didn't know what I, you know what I mean? You don't give a fuck.
And Tyler Oakley's going to be in the crowd and he's going to boo you.
Is he going to be there?
He's at VidCon.
No way. No way. Tyler Oakley is going to be there?
Hey, so I'm also going to be there. Grace Helbig's going to be there.
That's crazy too. Grace Helbig.
Hank Green.
I wasn't a big Green no. Brothers fan. What was their channel called? Hey bro, or something like that, because they.
Hey bro.
No, because that's how it started. Their channel.
Hey
was,
bro.
Hey bro. That's how it started. It was like they were their whole channel started because they were sending videos back and forth to one another to communicate.
Hank and Elliot. Vlog Brothers.
Vlog Brothers. There you go.
Hey bro.
Hey bro. I think that's. I feel like that's how.
You're that so
makes
funny.
Sense to me.
You're so. Funny.
Are you excited to go to VidCon?
Yes, I'm excited.
Have you always VidCon. Wanted to?
Yeah, as a kid, I always wanted to go to VidCon.
Yeah, I annoyed my parents for probably. Like a few months.
I didn't even try. I didn't even try. Like, there was no point. I was like, I can't go to the state of California because I think my dad is there.
Wow. Okay, so mine was because my parents did not want to make, did not want to pay money to go.
Yeah.
Or take me. So
I, more than anything, I'm very, very excited to do the meet and greet and like meet some of my favorite people. I've met Tyler Oakley before at the Creators for Palestine event last year, except I did not recognize him at first because Tyler Oakley looks so different than when he did a few years ago. Like, he just does.
Yeah,
and
he's like ripped.
So he said, "Hi, I'm Tyler," and I was like, "Oh, hi, I'm Nicole." And then like 5 seconds of rendering happened and I was like, that was Tyler Oakley. But it was too late. It was already 5 seconds too late for me to be like, I love you. Like it was too late for that.
He
so,
partially raised me.
Yeah, so it was way too late for me to make him. So we hung out for that day, and we follow each other. But I've never got the chance to be like, you raised me,
and now you're going to.
I don't. I think it's too late now.
Oh, to say hi, to like tell him. Well, just explain to him. Just tell him, hey, I just wanted to tell you, I didn't recognize you at first because you got insanely hot.
Yeah.
So I just didn't get the chance to recognize you and tell you that you half raised me or something.
And if he doesn't remember that at all, I'll be like, okay, well, I'll bring up a memory that you might remember. Hassan Piker sitting down, all of us were sitting there. Hassan Piker says to you, yeah, dude, you're like not like a twink at all anymore. You're like,
he said that he can't
I've
say
told you that,
that
a million times. I've told you that a million
not on the
times.
Podcast.
Yeah. He said, dude, you're like not even like a twink now. Like you're like a twunk.
And what did Tyler say?
I think his response was, ow! Something along those lines.
Do you think Tyler's gonna see you and be like, oh, it's so nice to meet you?
Yes.
And then you're gonna go, what the fuck?
Yes.
We met already.
Yeah, no, the second part's not gonna happen, but the first part, yes.
What the fuck?
Yes.
That's crazy. I can't wait to meet Tyler Oakley. I'm gonna get him to follow me on Instagram.
Okay, good.
Here's
luck.
How I'm gonna do it. I post Hole on there.
Anyway, I hope I meet Sabrina Carpenter when we're in LA.
You probably won't.
I probably might.
She lives here.
Fuck. What? No.
I know, I just made that shit up.
Oh. Hello.
Hello.
I wanna meet a famous person. I'm gonna go to Erewhon. You?
I'm sitting right
no.
here.
I'm gonna go to Erewhon and I'm gonna meet Shawn Mendes.
He's gonna be like, hello people.
I say that. I open my business meetings all the time by saying that. It's just their dry food getting dispensed.
And cowboy running to it.
Yes, literally. No, so...
Sabby.
Oh, Sabrina. you're like close with her like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, like, I'm like, Sab, girl!
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying you met a famous person already.
You're so right.
I'm the Paloma.
Oh, I love Paloma. And you know what? I think Paloma, here's what I'll say. I'll say one thing before we get started into this. I don't think that if Sabrina Carpenter's cover album, like that her album art is genuinely supposed to be misogynistic and that she's not going to further elaborate within her music or perhaps like reveal like a B-side to the photo where she's actually the man in the suit like holding Sabrina's hair.
Gag it.
All I'm saying is I don't think Paloma would allow it. I really don't. I think
really?
I think if Sabrina had like if Sabrina post like was like, I'm going to come up with this like really bad idea and I think I'm going to post it and I think I'm going to make it public. I don't think Paloma would allow it. The same way in which like if I wanted to make something like a video that is so terrible and awful and like a bad idea all around, I don't think you'd allow me to do it.
I just allow women to do what
you're
they
so
want.
You're so right. You're so right.
I just allow women should be able to do what they want and say what
you're
they
so
want.
Right.
So no, I wouldn't do that for you.
Okay.
Unless you wanted me to do that. If you said, Jake, I want you to stop me from making this video.
Jake,
I
want you to be controlling. Jake, I want you to tell me what to do. Jake.
Then I would say, please sign this contract saying that that's what you want. Right. So that in the future, you can't tell me that.
Okay. 50 Shades of Grey.
Kitten.
That is personally my take. First of all, I was very excited. I saw the post on Instagram 6 minutes after she posted it. So just know that I was one of the first.
Just know, I'm always on that damn phone. Not to brag, but I'm on my phone so often. I saw her Instagram post 30 seconds after she posted it.
It's true. I was one of the very first eyes to see it after 1 million likes already. my first reaction to it... Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna lie, my first reaction, I was taken aback by the photo of her album art.
I was taken aback.
I was, because I am an honest human being who can be honest.
You can?
Yes.
This is new.
And I saw...
See, ever since you broke your hymen...
I've been different.
You've been honest.
I know.
And I don't like that.
And sorry, I don't mean to like keep, you know...
No, it's okay, my back hurts.
Oh, sorry. I keep like accidentally touching Jake with my feet.
It's fine.
But basically... I was taken aback by the photo and I was like, oh wow, oh wow. Like, no, it was a little shock factor. Yes, I went, yeah. I felt the effects of like what the photo was supposed to be, which was shocking. If you don't know, it's a photo. Everyone has seen it. It's
it's our thumbnail.
It's a man holding Sabrina Carpenter, or so we think. Somebody in a suit, faceless, holding Sabrina Carpenter by the hair. While she's on her knees, and the album's called
Conspiracy
Man's Best Friend.
Is that it's Sabrina Carpenter?
Well, that's maybe.
Will she have long hair or will it be short?
Who knows? You know those like AI photos of like, this is what Billie Eilish would look like as a man, and then people are like,
yes,
thirsting
because
after
when
them.
You did that like a few years ago,
yeah.
You were like, who's this man who's texting me? And then you sent. Or like this man just accosted me at the grocery store, and then you sent me that picture, and I was like, okay, I know that that's you as a man. Do I sound like a man?
Do I look like a man?
Do I look like a man?
So my first thought was, my second thought was check the comments because I cannot form a thought for myself, of course. And nobody was leaving comments about that. Everyone was just excited that she was coming out with a new album.
Like, fuck, where are all the
people
comments?
Were like, oh my god, she is shock? A singer. She's working late. My third thought after, you know, like whatever, like moving on with my life, was. I'm not going to place a lot of judgment on this because I am going to wait until more music and music videos and stuff is released about this because I kind of have faith that there is a story to this and like a story to tell. And like, I think she's being cheeky. I think she clearly likes to be fucking satirical. She likes to be ironic. My least favorite comment that people are leaving recently are that her music is not deep enough to subvert this kind of she does not
subvert.
Have strong
Happy Pride Month.
She doesn't have strong enough messaging within her thing, like within her music enough, or like she's not.
She killed a man in two of her music videos. She actually murdered someone in two of her music. Did she not?
She did.
Right.
She did.
She killed Jenna Ortega in two of her music
she
videos.
She did. But that's my personal take on that. That's my like what were you gonna say? I'm gonna try and find this like comment of people being like, she does not have the emotional capacity, and she does not have this deepness that everyone so thinks that she does. And I'm like, oh, shut up. Like, you guys are regurgitating each other's comments and just like copying and pasting what other people
are
saying.
Where are the thinkers?
Where are the birds
and where are the thinkers? What you asked me what I think about it?
Yeah.
I literally have almost no thoughts about it except
going to make a whole thumbnail and titling it.
I didn't even get to finish talking.
This
is what everyone's talking about.
Men should be talking. My God.
Okay, fine. My thoughts on it are, I agree with Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
I don't understand why everybody has ownership over everyone else's like life all the time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I don't think, okay, and I don't know if, like, I get I'm a man saying this, but I don't think feminism is like a monolith.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think that everybody expresses who they are differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that the impact of a single person is ever as deep as everybody makes it out to be. Madonna basically released a sex tape in the 80s. And everybody was having the exact same reaction. Now look where we are. I feel like more progress has come out of that than what everybody thought back then was going to happen.
I think she's taking a note out of, especially like, she has seen what has worked. I think she's a much smarter woman than people believe that she is. I'm very tired of this like rhetoric of like
rhetoric
women that don't know that they're funny, like kind of thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, like you.
Okay. Like, for example, like people say that all the time about like Trisha Paytas, for example. People said that about Sabrina in the beginning, like when she was first becoming famous. People were like, oh my God, she's so funny and she doesn't even know it. Yes, she does. It's intentional. She knows she's funny.
Yeah, she wrote those lyrics.
Right. And additionally, she is smart. She knows what she's doing. She's been in this business for a really long time. She does see what works, and she is a fan of music.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, like, she is an artist and she knows what works, and she's surrounded by people who knows what she is doing. The comment that I keep seeing that her music is not deep enough and does not have strong enough messaging in order to convey such images, I think you're being like a, I don't know what the right word for it is. Yeah, pretentious. I think you're being pretentious and thinking that you're, especially, I've seen that comment. We'll have to post it up on the screen. I have seen so many people copy and paste it, like as if they wrote it themselves. And people are like, wow, I have never seen this like worded so eloquently. I'm like, yeah, because it was copied and pasted. Like people are like copying and pasting each other's comments. This was not the original.
And but like, where are the thinkers?
I personally think that like where we're at with this kind of feminism and like slut shaming, and like we have gone so anti like sex that it has become like literally villainizing her because she chooses to be a sexual being, and being like, okay, she is now objectifying herself rather than, God, crazy thought or belief that women could enjoy sex or that they can be sexual beings, like that like we are entering such a puritanical like era, I think. Like,
is it bad to sexualize yourself?
But that's kind of like what people are saying. Like, people are now in the slut shaming era of Sabrina Carpenter. The people who claim to be like, I don't know, people who claim to be feminists or people who claim to be so-called free thinkers are now shaming Sabrina. Like, I have seen the photo of her doing the Eiffel Tower, like with her two backup dancers. Seen that photo so many times being reposted on Twitter and being like, Sabrina Carpenter constantly sexualizing herself, constantly like demeaning herself, constantly like objectifying herself. And it's like, oh wow, because God forbid like a woman could also like not like, I'm gonna be vulgar for a second, God forbid a woman also like to be in that position, God forbid that like a woman cannot choose to be in that position herself or make her own conscious decisions or choices. Mm-hmm. But then other women sometimes are praised for it. But then suddenly now at this point in time in 2025, we're choosing to shit talk her. I understand people's messaging of being concerned with like what the imaging can mean, because, you know, we look back at photos, especially from like adverts from like the 1950s and 60s, like where that was a thing. Like you can look at old advertising photos for like simple things like soap or like shaving cream, and it's like literally like objectifying women, like making them as coffee tables, like literally photos similar to Sabrina's. I am choosing to think that if her first single off the album is called Man Child, in which she is ridiculing men and in her music video where she is doing the same, and with her past imaging doing similar things,
yeah.
I'm choosing to believe that there is probably more to elaborate, and this is just a shock factor photo.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree. I think it's just a way to sell the album.
Right. And I don't think
it's the same thing Benson Boone is doing. He's, you know, because he's doing his, American Heart, whatever.
Sure.
Young American Heart. And that whole album's going to be about, like, fuck you, ICE, and fuck America,
right? That's right.
Exactly. This is the same thing.
Exactly. See, I knew you'd come around.
Yeah.
For example, this is, like, a big tweet on Twitter, is the three women setting us back, and it's a photo of Sydney Sweeney, Bonnie Blue, and Sabrina Carpenter.
Bonnie Blue, petting zoo. Bonnie Blue goes to the petting zoo.
Are you...
What?
Nothing. That was like a really new character for you.
Bonnie Blue goes to the petting zoo. I'm writing a children's novel about a little girl. Her name is Bonnie Blue.
Uh-huh.
And about, she goes to the petting zoo and she pets all the various animals.
Oh.
Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, I do like that.
Do you think it's a good idea?
That's why I've been seeing Bonnie Blue petting zoo so often on Twitter recently.
Yes, and that's why when I opened my laptop last time, that's what I was looking up. It was like, Bonnie Blue petting zoo. That's because I'm writing my book.
Mm-hmm. I will say, like, and for example, this is someone's response to it, is that, like, Sabrina made a sexy album cover and Sydney Sweeney made a weird soap. And like, suddenly now, like, they're setting back society. I will say I grew
made
up...
a weird soap. like the we are scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Made a weird soap.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did y'all see... We're really out of things to talk about.
It's kind of just like weird for me about how, like, I don't know. I guess the place that we're at in feminism, right, like our modern feminism right now, and like what this year is, because it does feel like we are kind of going ultra conservative. The time when I learned about like what feminism is and like what kind of made me from, because I will admit, here I am, as when I was, before I was on Tumblr.com as an 11-year-old, I did slut shame, because that is like what you're kind of...
That's what 11-year-olds on Tumblr were doing.
No, that's what 11-year-olds, like, in hearing what other boys are saying about other girls do. Like, you reiterate, like, if a boy around you is like, that girl's a slut because she kissed a boy, you kind of, like, hear that and you regurgitate that, or you hear what your family is saying, or you hear what is, like, in the media, and at the time that was, like, very much so the thing. And so I had this view of, like, oh, yes, let me slut shame other 12-year-olds or whatever the fuck it was. No, it wasn't like I was like out here like being like whore, but like I posted some questionable like Facebook.
But you loved like Lana Del Rey at the time?
No.
Oh.
This was before Tumblr.
So Lana Del Rey like changed you, like helped you.
I wouldn't say it was her. I would say it was like those long blog posts of like people just being like, you know, teaching like what feminism is about. I can't like think of any specific thing right now, but like it is what kind of like led me down the pro-choice line.
Okay,
because I was like 11 years old and I was like pro-life because I was like, how could you kill a baby? Like that was like my stance on things. And I was like, how dare you wear limited small amount of clothing? Like you're a whore. Like, you know what I mean? Like that was my worldview at the age of 11.
Yeah.
So I'm saying when I got on Tumblr, started learning more about it, started watching like YouTubers who were like, say no to slut shaming. Like I was like, okay, cool. Like obviously. But that was like choice feminism. And it was like feminism basically is if a woman chooses, like if a woman wants something and that is what she chooses and that's her choice, then we should respect that decision because we just want women to have the choice to do that. Versus now it is like, anti-choice feminism, like people are saying choice feminism is stupid, like that just because a woman is choosing for something, that doesn't mean that it is correct.
All her choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, for example, people like Bonnie Blue.
Even the Ballerina Farms lady.
Right, exactly. So what I'm trying to say is that I honestly don't know enough about what people are saying right now to kind of have an opinion on that. Like I'm interested to see why people think that choice feminism is stupid, because that is just like the perspective that I've always grown up with since like the last like 13 years of my life.
Yeah.
And that is like, and plus intersectional feminism, but like I have always been like, well, if that's what she wants, then I'm all for it. Like, I have been like pro sex work and pro sex workers. And like, suddenly, I guess the wave of feminism that we're in right now is like anti-sex work. And I'm not saying I'm looking to believe in that, but I'm looking to see what are their stances on that. Like, why are we suddenly pushing towards that? Because I guess I'm just not completely understanding people's stances, or getting this like puritanical stance that we are suddenly like now shaming people like Sydney Sweeney or Sabrina Carpenter for things that like such as soap or an album cover photo.
Right.
I guess that what I'm trying to say is I would like to understand a bit more why people are thinking that, like an actual like reading what why people are thinking that, rather than just like a tweet, like a 180 character tweet. Right. Like I'm actually very curious, because my stances and my opinion on this as of right now is I think we're in a weird path, and I don't think that she's, like you said, negatively impacting. I'm choosing to believe that she's trying to tell some sort of story here, and that's like the journey that she's choosing to go down. I would like to think that Sabrina Carpenter's album cover is one piece of
it. Definitely the story. Is
you know what I mean?
Definitely is. I absolutely think.
I don't think all artists, some artists are not that deep. I think it's pretty fucked up and misogynistic to say that Sabrina Carpenter is not deep enough to think thoroughly and have an album where there is a story. I feel like she's been
very thorough in her career. Yes. Everything.
I think people are undermining her largely because she is a woman. But like, for example, 21 Pilots can have 7 long albums where there's a deep lore and the fucking Trench and the fucking Clancy, and like there's all this like lore and backstory and like literal like mythology to it.
Yeah.
And it's so thought out, and they're like, they're such geniuses, they have this all thought out. But when it comes to Sabrina Carpenter, maybe it's because she has a Disney background, maybe it's because people don't find her lyrics very deep, maybe it's because she's a woman, like people do not take her as seriously that she could possibly have a more thought out album or like have intentions for it. Does that like make sense? Like a map
for it. Right. Yeah, that makes complete sense. And I think everybody just likes to take the information that they have and run with it.
Yeah.
Right? Instead of waiting for the answer.
More
to come. Like literally like being patient.
I'm willing to hear other people out why they think that this image is so extremely harmful, but I also think that it's a little premature to make judgment on
it. Absolutely is
what her messaging is with it all. You know, people are like, well, man's best friend, she's equating herself to a dog. And I'm like, okay, so can we think a little bit more critically here about like what she is trying to do here? Like, man, like
I think people get it. I think they really just want a reason to
something
not like
to
her.
Be Maybe. Upset about. Yeah. And I say simultaneously, Sydney Sweeney is also really smart. People don't give Sydney Sweeney nearly enough credit for how smart she is.
She's getting incels to shower.
That's
progress. Right.
People think that Sydney Sweeney sets herself back so much. Like, for example, like when the movie with Glenn Powell was coming out, and people were like, oh my God, are they together? Are they not together? Just like because of how much chemistry they had together, and people thought that there was like literal cheating happening. Just for it to turn out that Sydney Sweeney was purposefully keeping her relationship private with her fiance of years. He was literally, a producer on
the movie.
And it was part of the planning for how the relationship was going to be like seen out in the public. And like this, it was a publicity stunt, and it got the movie to sell. She's not given enough credit. And people are like, she's just a dumb ditzy blonde. She's literally playing like some really, really amazing roles coming up soon, which she like trained very, very hard for. She's played roles where she is not like this ditzy dumb blonde by any means. Like we saw her
complex characters.
I would even say Cassie's a fucking complex character in Euphoria.
1,000%.
But I think that just because people see her and see that she has sex appeal, and that, you know, they're like the weird fucking soap thing. I like to think that
if Sydney she were ugly, would you be saying that?
What
you know, like if she were selling soap, would you like? And right. She were hideous,
right?
And you know, to each their own.
But, I like to think that people are not giving nearly enough credit to thinking that if these women are wise or smart enough. And I don't think that her being beautiful and having big boobs and selling sex appeal is setting us back. I think she can be multiple things at once. I think she can be hot and sexy, and she can be an amazing actress and an amazing entrepreneur, and she can still be smart and play very complex characters, and she can also play these smaller roles where she's like a hot blonde in a shower commercial, like, or a body wash commercial, or yes, whatever have you. And I understand, agree, people will probably disagree with me, and I would like to hear genuinely why people disagree with me. That doesn't mean I'm going to change my mind, but I would like to understand or hear why, because I am tired of just immediately, I don't know, shitting on women for having a career and doing their jobs when they're directly not hurting anybody. End of story.
I wrote on my phone before, this was before, that we are in a taking the bait epidemic right now.
Yeah.
Like, everyone is taking the bait. If you, like, nobody's realizing that the best way to not, like, to go against the thing that you hate so much is to just not interact with,
yeah,
it. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't criticize things, but I do think that the criticism of Sabrina Carpenter's album cover has absolutely will boost, sure, album sales.
Manchild just won number one for a debut single.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And that the hate you give, what's that? Is that a book?
The hate, is that a, you
movie,
give,
movie? The hate you give?
I believe so. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's
the, a, the hate you give, it works directly against your intentions for it. We are really in a taking the bait epidemic, and Twitter is like a really good, rage bait specifically. Everyone's falling for rage bait nowadays. Guess what? Nobody gives a fuck about your opinion on this person's posse. Yeah.
So the hate you give is about racism.
Was that the one Sabrina Carpenter was in?
No, but she was in one.
Where she was really racist.
Yeah. Wait, yes! Wait, yes!
I didn't know that.
Oh, I was like, no, that's not that.
Gaggy.
I was like, she's not going to be in that fucking movie.
I have a psychic.
Sabrina Carpenter!
That's the one where she was insanely racist.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, she said something really, really fucked up on the basketball court.
I know about that, but that's literally... Wow. That was so full circle.
Thank you.
Whoa. I know.
Wait.
I've been doing that recently. I've been doing...
Oh, no, I'm doing...
The thing from TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing it in a Cynthia Erivo way.
Oh.
Sorry, Clementine's like actively being a menace to society right now. Are you good?
She needs you. She wants you.
Are you alright? Hi.
Did you have a Polish word of the day?
Oh my god. Wait.
I have one.
Wait.
Mężczyzna, kobieta.
Man, woman.
Oh, fuck. Wait, what's child?
Dziecko.
Dziecko. Mężczyzna, dziecko.
Man, child.
Yeah.
Cute. Okay, I have one. Clementine. Can we even see her in the... Are you good?
Oh, right there. You can see her.
She being so bad. What's going on, lady?
She being so bad.
Ow! She just had a chunk of flesh in her teeth. Okay. Midło.
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 Mm-hmm. I'll use it in a sentence. Idę się kąpać z midłem.
Idę się kąpać.
You don't have to repeat it. I don't think you should try.
Midło.
Ja używam midło.
Ja używam
midło. No. Oh, it's okay. It's okay. You're a little rusty.
Window.
No, but really close.
No way.
Yeah.
Wall.
No, but really close.
No way.
Yeah.
Curtain.
Mm-mm. No. You're straying far from the light.
Oh, fuck. Floor.
No.
Picture.
Mm.
Wall hanging.
Mm.
Hanging something on the wall.
Yes!
No way!
No, it's soap.
Sydney Sweeney. Sweat. Midwa.
Yeah.
Is it sweat that's in there or bath water?
Bath water.
Okay, people have been selling bath water for years.
I'm about to do it. Hell, we should do it.
Splish splash.
That was really fucking annoying. Why would you say that? Papa.
Papa. Bye. Bye. Have a good one.
Bye. Bye.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Ciao. I don't know what they say.
See you later. Bye.
See you.
Bye. Bye.
Later.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.